السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، والمهاجر من هجر الخطايا والذنوب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, and those who may be listening over streaming. Last week and the week prior to that, we had touched on the topic of tafweez and radha bil qada, which simply means that a person develops the ability to resign himself or herself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, but the person is happy, pleased with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we term as radha bil qada. And we explained what a beautiful quality this is to have. Coupled with that, we explained that it does not mean that a Muslim does not plan, does not strategize, does not adopt the means. Together with tafweez, the person also makes tadbir, that he plans, he plots. Of course, he knows very well that his plan is subject to the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Man plans, but the greatest of planners is Allah Ta'ala. We can have the best of strategies, but if Allah Ta'ala does not want that strategy to work, it will never work. So we will plan, but at the back of the mind we know that this plan is still based on the approval of the real planner. And sometimes the person is working, he comes up with one nice proposal, but he says, no, it's still subject to approval from the board or from the management, from the seniors. So the plan is there, but he's still waiting for approval. In any case, Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to develop this quality of radha bil qada and to have the quality of tafweez. And if we develop the quality of tafweez, then actually it is the cure for depression. It's a cure for depression that the person did what was within his or her capacity, and thereafter the outcome may not have been what the person had desired or wished for, but the person realizes that, look, I did whatever was within my means, but thereafter it is the decision of Allah Ta'ala, and I am pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today, based on our reformation, our islah, so there is another topic I wish to discuss, and that is the topic of becoming and developing the quality of truthfulness, of sidq, and that the person is true and there is no falsehood, there is no dichotomy. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this beautiful hadith, has mentioned that who is a true Muslim, who is the real Muslim, that is truly a Muslim. The one is the person has got a title of a Muslim. The person, his name is Muhammad, Ismail, whatever it may be, Fatima, Aisha, Khadija. So the name is there. Or the person has got the title that he is Maulana, or Sheikh, or Haji Saab, whatever title he may have. So he's got the title. But what are the qualities that are coupled with that title? That's the important factor. So who is a true Muslim? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Muslimu, in this hadith, there are many other hadith that that describe the qualities of a true believer and a true Muslim, but in this particular hadith we'll focus on these qualities. That a real Muslim and a true Muslim that's worthy of really being called a Muslim. In fact, some ulama even went to the extent of saying that the Muslim who doesn't have these qualities is out of the fold of Islam. Of course, the vast majority of muhaddithin said that what we will say that he is not a kamil Muslim. He is not a complete Muslim. There's deficiency in his Islam. There's weakness. And of course, when there's weakness in something, then there is the probability and there is the possibility that if it is not attended to, it'll break. If there's weakness in something and we don't resolve that weakness, and there's any further pressure on that weak structure for that matter, what's going to happen with that weak structure? It'll break. There's anything. So the fact that the person is a weak Muslim is already it's danger. I mean, something has to be done urgently. Lest the person, Allah forbid, but there's some test on the person's iman and he loses the iman altogether. Comes out of the fold of Islam. So we shouldn't be satisfied that, you know, look, Maulana Saab said, we've heard this hadith. So it's okay, I'm still a Muslim. I know I got these weaknesses, but it's okay, I'm still a Muslim. And once again, I remind myself firstly that the ear of the speaker is closest to his mouth. So before the advice reaches you, it's reaching my ears. Even if you have to do some measurements here, I'm sure you'll realize that my ears are closest to my mouth. So the advice first is directed to myself. Generally what happens in many, and this I'm quoting as a Bwana Yusuf, and the person sits in the majlis or the program and some advices are given, you know, that we feel, you know, should have been appropriate for certain individual. So the first thing we actually, even if we're sitting in the program, we'll just peep on that side to say, I hope he's listening. I hope he's paying attention. And sometimes the person is like scored a point there. Now the soccer is taking place, so people are watching scores very carefully. We got 1-0. So I scored one. Got one against him now. Hope the Maulana speaks about this too. This weakness also. So that's the problem, that we sit in these programs and we hope that that person is listening. Whether we're listening or not, then there's no problem there. But that is why we stagnate and we don't really progress. That we're always worried about the islah of the next person. But we're not concerned about our own islah. What we have to realize is that we are not responsible for the islah of the next person. Unless, of course, the person is a ustad, or the person is a sheikh, or the parent for that matter. So now the parent is responsible for the tarbiyat of the children. The ustad is responsible for the tarbiyat of the students. The sheikh is responsible for the islah of his murids. If the sheikh comes to know that a certain murid has got a certain weakness, and if the sheikh doesn't address it appropriately, then that sheikh is not really worthy of being called a sheikh. Then what's the point of having a sheikh that always says, mashallah, shabash, mashallah, mashallah. He can't say anything. He says, Hazrat Mawlana Saab rahmatullah used to say that nowadays the sheikh is afraid to even advise the murid. That the murid will get angry if I tell him. So then if a person goes to the doctor and the doctor is afraid to tell the person that you've got cancer and we need to operate, then what's the point of him being the doctor in the first place? The person comes to the doctor and says, I'm feeling lots of pain here. The doctor says, no, everything is all right. But the doctor knows very well there's a major problem. So then what's the point of him being a doctor in the first place? So sometimes we have to hear certain things that we don't like. It's important. Nasiha Madkar, Mawlana Saab rahmatullah used to say this ash'ar. Nasiha Madkar Nasihat Dil Mera Ghabrawe Hai. Main samjhu hu usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. He says, oh advisor, do not give me advice. Do not advise me, because when you give me advice, then my heart experiences palpitations. It's very heavy on my heart. मैं समझू हूँ उसको दुश्मन जो मुझे समझावे है. आई रिगार्ड दैट पर्सन एज माई एनिमी हु एडवाइजेज मी. दैट पर्सन इज माई एनिमी हु इज एडवाइजिंग मी. सो डोंट गिव मी एडवाइस, जस्ट कीप ऑन फ्लावरिंग और शावरिंग मी विद 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 फ्लावर्स एंड प्रेजेस, देन नो प्रॉब्लम. हाउ आर वी गोइंग टू प्रोग्रेस लाइक दैट? वी हैव टू समटाइम्स हियर सर्टेन थिंग्स दैट आर द बिटर पिल वी हैव टू स्वालो. सो इन फैक्ट I remember clearly there's one particular murid of Hazrat we knew and we also interacted with, and Hazrat used to sometimes ask us, so and we had to sometimes report to Hazrat that this person is doing XYZ. So Hazrat would call him, and after Hazrat rebuked him, Hazrat would come and say, no, now just I reprimanded him, we're probably not going to see him in the masjid for the next week. For the next week, that person who was claimed to have been a murid would no longer come to the masjid. Then Hazrat used to say that this is the thing, they say they want to be murids, they say they want to become bayat, but then when the sheikh performs the operation, then the person disappears, he can't take it. So then what's the point? So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be open to criticism, positive criticism. How else are we going to progress? We need somebody to give us a critical analysis of ourselves. That's how we're going to improve. So anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that who is a true Muslim? A kamil Muslim. A strong Muslim. Man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That from his tongue and from his hands or her hands, other believers and other Muslims are safe. In other words, this person doesn't use his tongue or her tongue to inflict any pain on the next person. So now if we look at this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami'ul Kalim. He had been given the ability to express himself in such a manner that, you know, he could gather an entire ocean in a teacup, if we may say. We can unpack it and elaborate. Sometimes if Allah Ta'ala has given a person ilm and knowledge, sometimes for days and weeks, you find. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had first mentioned the tongue. That because the harm and the pain and the injury that can be caused by the tongue is far more severe than the injury that can be caused by the hands. That the person by using his tongue can cause such harm to a person. The person, for example, he insults you, he swears you, in front of others he belittles you, he mocks you. Or the person, he or she goes and takes the person's reputation and destroys the reputation of an individual with a whole lot of lies and slander. So that woman or that man used his tongue or her tongue to destroy the integrity of another person. Now imagine the integrity, the honor of an individual. It's a great ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes a person doesn't realize what a bounty it is that when he just walks in society, people look at him and say, MashaAllah, he's a good person, he's a good man, he's a good boy, she's a good girl. That is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that the person has got some honor. And now when someone has got filth in their hearts, or her heart, or his heart, and there's some sort of jealousy, or there's some sort of vengeance, and some sort of pollution in the heart, now the person wants to hurt the next individual. I mean, what drives a person? What drives a person to destroy the integrity and the honor and the dignity of another person? Can it be love for the person? Can it be because the person has got a pure heart? Why will you want to destroy someone's integrity? It is as if you went and destroyed the person's entire home, or the person went to somebody's purchased a vehicle and you go and you burn that entire vehicle to the ground. What will you say about a person who goes and burns the vehicle of someone to ashes, destroys it completely? Or the person plants one bomb in someone's house and just drops the house to the ground? So we'll say that this person is ruthless. She's ruthless. He is ruthless. He's got no real mercy for the next person. and there's some sort of hatred and vengeance, or there's some sort of self-centeredness that the person is only concerned about his ego or her ego, and they're not concerned about others. So we'll say this person has got a sick heart. This person has got a malady in the heart, like how a person has got a physical deficiency in the heart. He's got some heart ailment, a blocked artery. If they're not going to resolve that blocked artery, eventually the person can lose their lives. The person collapses, passes away. If the person has got a sick heart, eventually what will happen? They'll destroy their iman, their spirituality. So now the person goes, and now they have got vengeance, they've got hatred for another individual. One doctor has got jealousy for another doctor. One lawyer has got jealousy for another lawyer. One woman has got jealousy for another woman. One alim has got jealousy for another alim. Because ulama too, we respect them, but an alim is also an insan, is a human being. And now he sees that a certain alim is getting so popular, and he is not so popular any longer. Or certain doctors see so many patients going to his practice and hardly anyone coming here. So now what the doctor does, he engages in the strategy due to the anger that's building up in the heart of destroying the reputation of that doctor. That, you know, that doctor, I heard that other patient didn't recover. On a lighter note, I heard this from Mayuni Sahib Rahmatullah. There was one Hakim, you know. So the Hakim, whenever he used to pass the Qabristan, he used to cover his eyes. So somebody asked him, why are you covering your eyes? He said, no, most of the people that landed in this grave, in this graveyard, are because of all my treatment. So that's a lighter note. So no one will go to a Hakim of that nature. But now that doctor who wants to destroy the reputation of another doctor, what he says? I heard that was his patient that died now recently. You know, his patient. So he may say it in passing, or she may just say it in passing. Sometimes they hide it. They hide it, you know, and sugarcoat it on both sides. And just that poison is in between. When somebody wants to poison you, they won't say, yeah, drink some poison. What do they do? They give you some nice food, and in between the food, they put the poison. And so that alim wants to destroy the reputation of another alim. He'll speak one nice bayan, and just in between the bayan, he'll put the poison. Camouflage it. Camouflage it. But the whole purpose of the bayan was to destroy the reputation of that person. Can Allah Ta'ala accept a bayan of that nature? Can Allah Ta'ala accept a program of that nature? Can Allah Ta'ala accept an entire, you know, communication of that nature? The entire purpose of that was to destroy the reputation of another individual. So the person used the tongue. And of course, our writing is an extension of the tongue. Our typing on the computer, on the keyboard, on the cell phone is an extension of the tongue. Our posting of a message on a WhatsApp group, we even call it a chat group. Although the person is not chatting with the tongue, generally chatting means you're having a chat with the tongue. But there's no conversation with the tongue. But it's understood that typing is an extension of the tongue. So now the person destroys the reputation of another person using their tongues. This is a sign that there's a weakness of our Islam and a weakness of our Iman. There's deficiency. There's filth in the heart. Otherwise, a real Muslim will never destroy the reputation of another individual. May Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq of implementing, and all of us the tawfiq. And we should never have a hatred for others. The world is so full of hatred. Why do we want to add to it? How much more we want to add? People are dumping on the streets. We carry on putting more dump. Why don't we start cleaning up a little? At least there's some small pathway between the filth on either side that somebody can walk through. Now if we load some more dump there, how is anyone going to pass through? Like a small pathway of that people can pass by. Why add more? Add fuel to the fire. Somebody trying to extinguish a fire, we say, chalo, let's go and throw some more fuel there. Let's add some more. Why don't you go to the garage and fill 2-3 cans of fuel and come drop it off there? So how is it going to help? Maybe we'll get some excitement seeing the flames going higher, because people like drama nowadays. People enjoy to see drama, excitement, thrill. They sit back and watch as the parties are fighting and screaming. getting enjoyment. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. A Muslim should get enjoyment and a sense of fulfillment when he sees unity and when he sees love and when he sees mahabbah. Nabi Kareem says, oh Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. So our time's already expired. We haven't yet really gone far. But this much, that let us look at what is coming out from our tongues in terms of our speech, in terms of our statements, in terms of our messages, in terms of our, what we are putting out there. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah used to always say, Pehle soche, phir tole, phir bole. Which means that first think of, ponder, reflect over the statement that you want to make, over the message that you want to type. I'm expounding. Over the message that you want to post and copy and paste. First reflect. Why? What's my reason? What's my objective? What am I trying to achieve? What is there? Is there something within myself that's causing me to do this? Is there some filth in my heart? Do I have some agenda behind it? Is it perhaps because of the hatred I have for this person? Is it perhaps because of jealousy? Pehle soche, phir tole. Then do some calculations and analysis and reflect. And after you feel that, I think, perhaps don't even post it. Don't even send that message. Don't even send that. Rather wait a day or two before you really reflected over it properly. Phir bole. Then if you feel appropriate, then you send it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand, realize that ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. There is not an utterance that emanates from our mouths except that there is an angel that's recording everything. And Allah Ta'ala knows the agenda and the reason and the intention behind that statement. That entire bayan was not really a bayan intended for the benefit of mankind. That bayan was actually intended to impress the people. Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that the person giving the bayan is not calling people towards Allah Ta'ala, but he is calling people towards himself. How do you call towards yourself? In other words, he's giving the bayan in such a way that he wants to highlight his performance. He wants to impress the crowd that when they go home, they must also say, MashaAllah, this Mawlana Sahib was quoting from 120 kitabs. Plus he gave the page number. Even though the page number, somebody sent me one clip where the person was quoting from some kitab, but then you check the kitab, the quotation was wrong. Bichara, the people who were sitting there, they didn't know anything. They don't even know who's the author of the kitab and who wrote the kitab. But just to impress, he gave one page number. The author too was incorrect. So the person gives all of these things. We're not saying everybody that gives page number. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala has blessed the person. And he gives it for the purpose of giving some sort of reference and authenticity to the statement that is being made. Sometimes it's necessary for the person giving the fatwa to give the reference so that somebody else can see that this fatwa is a genuine fatwa. Otherwise the person gives a one-line fatwa, nobody can find where's the source. It's haram. How do you say it's haram? How did you arrive at that? Nobody knows. The muftis are paging through the kitabs to find where is it haram. Every other fatwa kitab is saying is halal, but this mufti said is haram. How? We don't know. But if there was a reference, now it becomes easy for the people to go and see, oh, this is the reason. So there is a place for reference. But here the person is giving that reference, and we are not the judge, but we're saying it happens. That he's calling people towards himself, instead of calling people towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ikhlas. A little bit of zikrullah and terminate inshallah. Inside Buruj Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه
الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving loving caring الله يا الله forgive each and every one of us يا الله purify our hearts يا الله make us true مسلمين true مؤمنين يا الله Make us, Ya Allah, of the Kamil Muslims, Ya Allah. O Allah, perfect our Islam, perfect our Iman, Ya Allah. Grant us pure, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Remove the filth from our hearts, Ya Allah. May Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, Dil'ata, Farma, Ya Allah. The one whose heart is purified, Ya Allah. Indeed, Ya Allah, he has achieved some great success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا صَلُحَ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ That when the heart is purified, the entire body is purified. When the heart is polluted and corrupt, the entire body will be corrupt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us, Ya Allah, with good character, Ya Allah. Bless us with the akhlaq and the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us, yes, Ya Allah, with ilm nafi' beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna. هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين Allah gonna make us a means of hidayat for others Ya Allah Allah you're well aware all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you fulfill all the good desires and aspirations Ya Allah Allah whatever challenge difficulty they are going through alleviate it Ya Allah our students are writing their examinations grant them Ya Allah success Ya Allah make them assets for our community Ya Allah O Allah, the month of December is coming close by. Protect us from the fitnas and the corruption of the time, Ya Allah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله